Case and Gregor Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where right now prices are reduced by $7,500 or more on 2017 Corvette Stingrays with 0% financing for 60 months. Winter pricing in August at Lakewood Chev.
As we get to our breaking news brought to you by ProAmSports.ca. Get all your NFL apparel, tees, headwear, signed and unsigned memorabilia today at ProAmSports.ca. Andy McNamara from TSN 1050 joins us. He's a radio host there and does NFL play-by-play. TSN 4 Downs host all over at TSN Radio Network. Before we get to the news, Hamilton, a new head coach, Andy, I just mentioned ProAm Sports. If you're ever in Edmonton, go to ProAm Sports because I imagine they even have something Cleveland Browns for you.
Oh, well, you know I'm down for that, brother.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's great. I'm definitely going to check that out.
Okay, well, let's get into the news of the day, Andy. Ken Austin has appointed June Jones as his head coach. Does the timing of this at all surprise you? They're in the middle of the bye week. They're 0-8. Clearly, the season's already done. Is the timing a little puzzling for you?
I think if you are going to make this type of change during a bye week makes the most sense. And this is when it was announced publicly. Who knows when the players found out as far as when it was going to come. It looked like this is something that could have happened being brought in. Like, you'd have to think, June Jones was living in Hawaii coaching high school. Now, I don't know about you. I've been to Hawaii. That's a pretty sweet spot. And to leave it to go to Hamilton, no offense, Tyler Hammer, but it's going to have to be something pretty sweet to get me to go from the beaches of Hawaii to Steeltown. So I think this might have been something in the works. Started as assistant coach, loads of experience, NFL head coaching experience, college, CFL back in the day. So it's a well-versed guy. And maybe it's just something where, look, Kent Austin's message was not getting through this season for whatever reason. And so now he has the ability to remove himself back up to the front office. He always has the option to go back down at some point. Not this year, I wouldn't think, but in the future. And I think this just goes to see how the players adjust and what, if anything, is going to look different from this Tiger Cats team under June Jones. You still have the same personnel, of course. You didn't do him any favors by trading away John Cech, your best defensive player last year. So we'll see what he's able to do. Do we see any sort of shift in offensive philosophy? Is there going to be the attempt to have more of a balanced run pass rather than pass heavy like we see out of Toronto and Hamilton? Or is it going to go, and I think we might be seeing a trend starting next year, if not more this year, towards what you see in the West, and you have the top four teams in the West Division all with a balanced run and pass game. Look at even Edmonton on there, like with fourth tier running back with Darius Perkins, who has the ability to light up. You have that balance. Calgary, of course, Bowley by Mitchell, Jerome Messam. Winnipeg, Matt Nichols, and my goodness, Andrew Harris was an absolute beast a week ago. And BC Lions, when the quarterback situation is figured out, you have a pretty good running back tandem there, too, with Jeremiah Johnson. So when you have the best teams, it's a copycat league, right? CFL, NFL. When you have the best teams using a strategy that is not 80% pass, you have to take notice. So I'm interested to see if June Jones and the Ticats make any sort of adjustment there.
Andy, in your opinion, is Ken Austin a better head coach or a better vice president of football operations?
Oh, you know what? I don't think you can really knock him for his success at Hamilton before this year, right? Multiple trips to the Grey Cup, the championship games, top two in the division. It's historic. It's the first time they've done that since the late 90s and before that, the 60s. So I think Ken Austin has proven himself to be a darn good head coach. And as far as the personnel guy, the teams he put together have had success. And on paper, remember going back to the beginning of this season, it was the Ticats and the Red Blacks that were favored to be 1-2 in the East. And it just hasn't worked out that way. And I still think, like, Zach Collares, who's been terrible this year, he's still a darn good quarterback. Like, he didn't forget how to be an MOP-level QB since his injury. There's just something that isn't there, and maybe it's time for, all right, Kent, take a step back. You're still involved, obviously. You're still picking the personnel. But let's see what June Jones can do. And if you're going to do that in what's now a lost season, now is the time to do it. If nothing changes and the offense doesn't change and the same type of strategy, you're not getting anything different out of June Jones, well, end of the year, Kent can always go back behind the bench or on the sideline, right? And if it does work, well, Now all of a sudden you have a different philosophy with Ken Austin still having the final say on football operations.
We're joined by Andy McNamara from TSN 1050, breaking down the breaking news of the day of June Jones, new head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, as Ken Austin has tapped him as his replacement. The big question that our colleague Matthew Schinetti put out on Twitter for TSN, What's next for Zach Caleros? Will he be the quarterback in Hamilton moving forward?
Well, if you don't bring anybody else in, if June Jones' move is to go to Jeremiah Masoli, God love Masoli, then June Jones should get the next ticket back to Hawaii, okay? Masoli is not a starting quarterback in the Canadian Football League long-term, and by that I mean franchise quarterback. You don't have Masoli as your guy if you want to win a Grey Cup. You just don't. Now, he's a great complementary quarterback, change of pace. He has proven to spot start. He can be effective in spots. He is not a franchise quarterback. So right now, on the roster, they don't have a choice but to go to Zach Caleros. And Zach Caleros clearly, by leaps and bounds, is the most talented quarterback on that team. Now, can they go outside of that? Yeah, they could try a trade. I don't think there's anyone sitting on the sidelines in the CFL that you could bring in. The one interesting fact, and I hope, personally, just from a fan perspective, I hope it happens. I don't know if it'll do them any good. The rights to Johnny Manziel.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be something if they brought Johnny in? And Johnny said, hey, he's considered the Canadian Football League, and really, if he has any intent to get back into the NFL, it's probably going to have to be this route. So if he took it seriously, I think his game does translate well to the Canadian Football League. But wouldn't that be the shocker of shockers if he brings in Johnny? I'd freak out.
It really would be. And we're joined by Andy McNamara from TSN 1050. Let's say Ken Austin calls you up and June Jones says, Andy, we have a chance to bring in Johnny Manziel. What do you think? What would you tell him? Would you be all in favor of this? Or would you just say, make sure you do your homework first?
Well, I'd say, one, from a – and here's the thing. I think Johnny coming in from a fan boost perspective would be much better off in Toronto. I think you could come close to selling out BMO Field, at least on the first couple of times, with Johnny Manziel. You bring up all the U.S. cameras and all that. I'd say to them, you got to make – because Johnny's a great talker. You know, you mentioned off the top of a Browns fan. Johnny told the media and coaches everything they wanted to hear convincingly. And then he went to Vegas with a blonde wig and a mustache and called himself Billy. So it's not like he necessarily tells the truth all the time. So I'd have to make sure, all right, Johnny, why are you coming to the CFL? What's your goal? How serious are you taking this? What's your condition like? And if his goal is, hey, I want to come here, ball out, and work my way back to the NFL, but I'm going to give us everything I have, I would sure as heck bring him in, because then you have the rest of the season to see if he works in the offense, clicks with the CFL, and then you can think long and hard about what to do with him next year. But you have his rights. I would just have to make sure you got to feel he is all in with this, and that it's not just a smoke and mirror show or something for him to get back in the spotlight for a moment, and that he really wants to work at football. Because right now, no one's giving him a shot in the NFL.
Andy, we'll close on this one. We started talking with the Browns. We'll end closing on the Browns. Last week, we chatted about DeShone Kizer. He's the new starting quarterback. Is that more based on what he did or what Brock Osweiler and Cody Kessler didn't do in Cleveland?
Well, Brock Osweiler, it was there for him, right? It was there. And I feel for Brock a little bit because he did not have Joe Thomas starting left tackle. He did not have his starting left tackle and left guard. There was penalties that pushed him back. That being said, he was inaccurate. He was showing the same type of tendencies and flaws that he did in Houston. Whereas DeShone Kizer, almost with each series, he has gotten better. He has the right mindset. He admits he's young and raw. He's only 21 years old, but he's mature beyond his years. And he, even though it was against second and third team, he led drives to scores, touchdowns, and field goals. So now, Tampa Bay, very good front seven in Tampa. You're going to be able to see what DeShone Kizer is at this stage. And for the Browns' sake, I hope he shows some continuous improvement, because the arm talent is there. He has shown flashes of being able to be a big-time quarterback. So I think it's a combo of Brock not doing it, but DeShone progressing. That's what you want, right? You want to see improvement, whereas Brock and Cody Kessler just didn't do that.
Andy, you're the host of CFL Weekly. Tell the people how they can find that. Is it on iTunes?
Yeah, so we got it on iTunes. You can search it there. It's also on the TSN Edmonton webpage, TSN1260.ca, if you go under shows CFL Weekly. And then I have it pinned to my Twitter account at AndyMC81, the link's there. And, hey, this week, show was yesterday, but you can still hear newest Edmonton Eskimo, John Chick. And I think Eskimo fans are going to like it because he didn't give the standard answer of leaving. I said, hey, you know what? You got to love going from worst to first, right? Ticats to the Eskimos. And his answer was something I think Edmonton fans will like, and was not just a cliche. So it's pretty interesting. We got him, power rankings and CFL fantasy tips with Scott Cullen, and then Jamie Thomas as well from TSN 1150 talking about the Ticats woes.
Great stuff, Andy. Thank you.
All right, anytime.
Andy McNamara from TSN 1050.